Henry Morgan sitting in for Joe Garagiola. Bet if I hadn't told you, you wouldn't have noticed the difference. Actually, Joe and I are quite a bit alike. We both follow sports. Oh, I follow at a more respectful distance, puffing a little harder. And he was a catcher. The only thing I ever caught was Hail Columbia, but my lifetime average for that is close to 500. Here's the modern music. Frankie Avalon, come on back to me, babe.
Didn't we share enough? Or didn't I care enough? Or didn't I show it? You often said that I was blind to the times ahead, but I would just laugh and say I wouldn't have it any other way.
Coppertone is more than just a tan.
Sure, Coppertone gives you all the tan you can handle.
Coppertone tans you smooth and silkens your skin.
And its rich sun-loving oils melt onto your skin with the sun.
Coppertone helps protect baby's soft skin.
It helps keep you from burning.
Coppertone tans you as if you own the sun.
Yeah, you own the sun with Coppertone.
Who owns the sun?
Coppertone, world's number one. Selected for use by the U.S. Olympic team.
Did you know there are two leading brands of aspirin? St. Joseph aspirin is one of them. St. Joseph is pure, full-strength aspirin, just as effective as the other brand.
Very interesting, since the other brand usually costs more.
That's one less headache you get when you specify St. Joseph aspirin.
While most of us are celebrating the 4th of July with parades, picnics, family gatherings, Honor America activities, or just sitting around, some of the men serving in the armed forces overseas have gone to the ends of the earth, almost literally. Thule, Greenland. Thule was the name given to the first settlement on Greenland by the Danes from Ultima Thule, a Greek phrase meaning the utmost end, the northern limit that man could travel. And they're almost right. Now, the United States maintains an Aerospace Defense Command base there, part of our early warning system. To find out how the men stationed there are observing this Independence Day, we have Captain Robert Schwartz in Thule, Greenland on Monitor's open line. So, Captain, let's start with what's the weather there right now?
Today we didn't do too badly. We've got a temperature right now of about 33 degrees. Fairly sunny, a few scattered clouds, and a light wind of about 7 miles an hour.
Uh-huh. And what, in general, are the men doing to celebrate the 4th?
Well, right now we have a picnic underway over at our ball field here, our ballpark. Also have a soccer game and a baseball game underway. So we're trying to have as much as we can, an old-fashioned 4th of July celebration here.
Now, when you say ball field, I think people will get a somewhat different picture from what it actually is. Your ball field doesn't have any grass on it, does it?
No, I'm afraid we have more rocks than grass. It's a little tricky out there, and a man can turn his ankle, but our people are still eager to get out there and swing that bat and try and have a regular old-fashioned day.
How long will the day last in terms of daylight?
Well, we started our day, well, over a month ago, if you measure it in terms of the sun rising and setting. We're in our 3.5 period of total sunlight, 24 hours a day. And this will last until about the last part of September, early part of October.
Tell me, while the ball games are going on, who's minding the store? Who's watching for planes?
Well, the people, we do have people at our radar screens and other vital support activities. And those people are just going to have to celebrate a little bit later than most of the other people here at the base.
Uh-huh. Tell me this. Most Americans wonder, from where you are, which is about, say, 2,000 miles from New York City, how much warning would we have in case of an attack?
Well, in the event of a ballistic missile attack against the United States, we'd have approximately 15 minutes warning time.
One final question. Is there any message the men stationed there would like to send our listeners on this 4th of July?
We're glad to be here because we know that what we're doing is important and is helping to protect our loved ones at home.
Mighty true. Mighty true. And our thanks to you. And thanks for talking with us, Captain Schwartz.
Nice talking with you, Mr. Ward.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
We've been talking to Captain Robert Schwartz in Thule, Greenland at the Air Defense Command Base, and on that most northerly landmass on Earth, our men keep watch. And as the captain said, in the event of a missile attack against North America, that ballistic missile early warning system would give us a 15-minute warning, which would be, I suppose, plenty of time to start a good panic.
The laziest guy in town has the shiniest car around. With DuPont, half an hour rally wax. Get a tough, long-lasting shine. Save yourself a lot of time.
With DuPont, half an hour rally wax. Rally takes just half an hour to lay a tough shine down. That's how the laziest guy can have the shiniest car around. With DuPont, half an hour rally wax.
Cream or new liquid?
At 16 past the hour, you're on the Independence Day Monitor Beacon.
Bird of Paradise will have its 15th annual sale starting July 13th. All regular stock items are 20% off regular prices. Gift items, plastic plants, and arrangements, everything on sale except live plants and cut flowers. 20% sale on until July 31st. Bird of Paradise, 3410 Hamilton Boulevard on Route 22 in Dorneyville. Remember, send flowers to your mother on your birthday. She'll love you for them. Hey, now there's only one good-tasting sugar-free soft drink that you can buy. It's New Fresca from the Coca-Cola Company. It has no cyclamates, of course, but it's still sugar-free. Still only 2 calories per 8-ounce serving. We weren't about to let you or your waistline down. New Fresca. You'll find it on your grocer's shelves now. Enjoy the taste of New Fresca and relax. We found a way to keep the taste in and keep that sugar out. Present temperature in the Lehigh Valley, 87 degrees.
So now then there, what you got? You got Petula Clark on monitor with Neon Rainbow.
The city lights, pretty.
Bye. We're here in a typical Midwestern-type supermarket with another clothes pile brightness test, and here with us is Mrs. Myrtle Mettlesap.
That's Mettlesop.
Yes, Mettlesop.
Yes, that's right.
Can I call you Myrtle?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Myrtle. Now, you know how this brightness test goes, don't you?
Yes, I do.
We have two piles of clothes here, Myrtle.
Yeah, well, call me Myrt.
And you're to tell us which one is brighter.
Oh, that's interesting.
What's interesting?
A Diet 7-Up.
What do you mean, Diet 7-Up?
A Diet 7-Up, a diet drink that doesn't taste funny. Here, look. It's made with 100% natural flavors, so it doesn't taste funny. Try some.
Yeah, Mrs. Mettlesap.
A Mettlesop, but call me Myrt.
Will you put down that six-pack of Diet 7-Up and let's get on with the test?
Oh, my, you're so dominant.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I love dominant men. Here, have a can of Diet 7-Up and relax. Oh, I wish my husband were more like you.
Hey, this is great. What did you say it was, Myrt?
Oh, Diet 7-Up, a diet drink that doesn't taste funny.
You're right. I've never tasted anything like this before, Myrt. Diet 7-Up doesn't taste funny. Myrt?
Oh, what about the brightness test?
Oh, hang the wash, Myrt. Look at me.
Oh.
The coach of the 1972 United States Olympic basketball team. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Stuckey's, where travelers relax, refresh, and refuel. Stuckey's invites you to travel with style this summer. When you're driving and you're ready for a break, relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's. At all participating stores with every 10 gallons of gas you buy, and with every box of Stuckey's candy, priced at $1.29 or more, Stuckey's gives you free a high-style gold-tone flatter pin or tie tack by DuBarry Fifth Avenue. There are many different designs to choose from in the flatter pins, one to suit every lady's fashion taste, and the elegant tie tack goes perfectly with casual or dressy menswear. So when you're driving, stop at Stuckey's. With every 10 gallons of gas you buy and every box of Stuckey's candy priced at $1.29 or more, get your choice of a beautiful gold-tone flatter pin or tie tack free at all participating stores. That's at Stuckey's. On the road to good times all over America.
Relax, refresh, refuel at Stuckey's.
Now, Monitor Sports. A special 3-week intensive basketball training camp for 44 of the nation's outstanding amateur players opens tomorrow at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. A report from Henry Iba, the 1972 U.S. Olympic basketball coach, and sports editor Len Dillon on Monitor's open line.
Coach Henry Iba, this is the first time that there's been a basketball training camp by the United States. Why? Has the rest of the world caught up to the USA?
They haven't caught up as yet, but they're catching up real fast. And I think if we're going to compete in the Pan American Games, the Olympic Games, then we must have camps such as we're setting up the Air Academy right now. And I'm sure that we'll benefit by getting the younger people into it. In other words, seniors from high school, freshmen, sophomores from college, which will give us good representation when the Pan American Games come next year and when the Olympics come in 72 at Munich.
Weekends are different. So is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.